Welcome, listeners, to the Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales podcast. Ready for your lovely ears is an old-timey radio story titled The Visitor from Hades. Something unexpectedly terrible happens, and an entity comes to pay our protagonists a visit. It goes as well as you'd imagine it. And yes, it's another Lights Out episode just for your lovely ears. There may be pockets of audio blips, but these recordings are so old, removing any more noise will actually start tearing out vocals and lines out of the audio. As a side note, it's never the men whose audio that gets lost, and I'll explain briefly why. When the men talk, their vocal range is in the lower frequency, whilst most noise and blips are in the higher pitch range. With the recording devices the way they were in the old days, the gap between women and sound effects are almost indistinguishable, as the women of the time spoke so lightly. This is why remastering this audio is so difficult. Sometimes the audio is really clean and crisp, whilst other episodes are full of noise. So hopefully, this one is easy on the ears. A little bit of heads up, the very first part of the audio with the woman talking, where there's a couple of blips and high-pitched sounds, that goes away. So if you can just bear through that part, then it's clean sailing after that. Okay, now for what you're waiting for, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for The Visitor from Hades.
So all right, shut the window. A little quiet we'll have.
Want me to suffocate?
Suffocate. 42 years now I've lived in the Bronx. Do I look like I suffocate? Oh, come on, Dora. Be nice. Quiet and we'll talk.
All right.
Yeah, better. So come, sit down, Dora. Come on, sit and we'll talk.
I don't know if I want to talk about it anymore.
Now, don't talk like something without a head. Why shouldn't you talk?
A good reason.
I'm sick of it. So, if you're sick inside, God forbid you see a doctor. If you're sick in the head, you talk to me. Who's better you should talk to than your own mother, even if only by marriage?
Makes me sick.
News you're telling me makes you sick? Listen, darling. For 30 years, Sam's papa made me so sick, even to look at him, I used to close my eyes like you close from a piece of dirt flies in your eyes.
He's good looking enough.
Washington. And not even Washington by the president. Washington he has to run away to. A traveler in the family.
Not with me, you won't.
Not with himself either. Now believe me, it's up to you, Dora.
Fighting all the time. If you knew how sick I was of it.
So bad at fighting and getting what you want, believe me. The door.
Yes, I heard.
If it's Sam.
Sam, a 4:10? Yeah, him and a bank president.
Mister in a hurry, whoever it is.
Just the superintendent. And he fixed the light in the bathroom. All right.
Sam? Dora? Is it Sam?
Yes, Ma, it's Sam.
Now, Sam, don't start anything.
Well, what should he start? With his own mama he should start.
Ma, I thought I asked you to stay away from Dora when I'm not here.
Sam, I tell you, don't start that again.
Mama, answer me. Didn't I ask you to stay away?
Mamas who aren't welcome by their daughters in marriage I've heard of. But an own son
now,
wouldn't...
Now, don't get melodramatic, Ma. All I'm asking is that you don't see Dora when I'm not around. We had that understanding,
Sam,
didn't we?
Sam, you stop.
Why should I stop?
All right. So both stop. I got a home. I'll go.
Oh, Ma, for Pete's sake, why can't you talk
No, reasonable? I don't want to talk. I don't want to stay.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you tomorrow, darling.
All right.
And don't forget that I told you. New York is good enough.
Of course, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
New York's good enough for what?
For you.
So she has been at it again. Dora, why won't you listen to me? She isn't right for you, my Ma.
Maybe I haven't heard that one.
Then hear it again because it's true. All her life, everything she's done's been wrong. My Pa, he was a swell guy, but she ruined him and his business. The way she's trying to ruin you and me.
The little boy's getting excited.
Listen, she ran him and his life. What he should do, not do, she breathed for him. And pretty soon he was glad to die. Believe me, glad to die.
Stop yelling at me. The neighbors hear you all right. Half as loud.
The devil with the neighbors. They don't have to stand 10 hours a day in that sweatshop. I do.
If you had what it takes, you wouldn't have to work for other people. You'd have a place for yourself.
I'd have a place for myself if you'd stop spending every nickel a week before I make it.
I got a right to live, have fun, ain't I?
Can I help it? I'm married. A dumb jerk can't make a decent living.
Don't say those things. I warned you.
I said them yesterday. I'll say them now. I'll say them again. You're a jerk.
Doris, stop
it. A big, empty-headed jerk.
Stop it, I tell you.
Your mom's right. She's always right. The only way to treat a jerk like you is to spend every cent you make just as fast as you make it.
Dora, I tell you.
So you can keep on.
I tell you, Dora.
You're a jerk. A jerk. A jerk.
Stop it.
A jerk like your pa was.
Don't say that, my pa.
A jerk. Your mom.
Dora, stop it.
A fat-headed jerk who never reminds
me. All right, I'll stop you.
A jerk.
Dora. I didn't mean to. Stop looking at me like that. I didn't know what I was. But my hands. But don't blame me. Blame yourself. My pa. The things you said. You wouldn't have said that if you knew him. He was good. His face was so thin and quiet, and when my ma'd start in on him for nothing, I tell you. His eyes were like a dog you kicked. That's why I wouldn't stand you saying those things. Not about my pa. What you say about me, all right. I'm used to it. First my mother used to, now you. But not about him. You understand? Not about him. Well, don't stand there holding your neck looking at me. Say something.
I hate you.
All right. And I hate you.
So much. I could kill you.
And I you.
Window. Dining room.
So who cares?
But a window broke, didn't you hear it?
Let him break up the house.
Oh, Sam. Oh, I'll go myself. Oh, kid. I told the superintendent to keep him off the street. If he thinks I'll pay for the glass, he's got to... Sam.
Huh?
Sam. Come here.
What's the matter? What's the matter with you? What?
Sam! Look!
What? Oh, no.
Sam.
What?
Sam.
What do you...
Sam!
Stop saying my name like that. Over and over for the last 5 minutes. Why do you do that? I don't know. I don't.
Make it go away. Make it go away, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. My flat. You. What do you want here? Who are you? Get out of here. Do you hear me? Get out of here.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out.
No, Dora, wait.
No. Let go of me. I'm getting out of here.
Dora, stop. Can't you see he's getting up? Don't move.
Sam, where is he?
He's sitting down in front of the door.
If I could scream. I'm afraid he... The police. Sam, call the police.
Yeah, the police. I'll call. No, how can I?
Well, don't stand there. The telephone.
You stop.
Try. You've got to.
Right. All right. But walk alongside of me.
I feel so dizzy.
Just another couple of steps.
His eyes.
What's the telephone?
Quick.
Operator.
Dial it.
Oh, yeah.
Quick!
How can I until the operator... Hello, operator!
Tell her, Sam!
Operator, get me the police, quick! Some came into our house, it was something...
Sam! He's getting up again!
Police, operator! The police...
Sam, hang up!
The police!
Hang up, Sam! He don't like it! Sam!
Dora, you're crazy! Why did you receive out of my hand?
Don't like it!
Look!
Oh, Sam, don't let him!
No, it's all right. Just stand quiet. Squad car will get here. A couple of minutes, Dora.
Couple of minutes... Like a couple of years. Oh, Sam, listen. Why can't we break a window, get the neighbors in? We won't be alone. They won't be scared. They'll get him.
Please. I can't. My throat.
They'll go away. Come in. Come in quick.
You say I could come in? All right, I'm in.
Sam, the superintendent's kid.
Something's the matter.
Get out of here, quick!
Huh?
Don't stand there. Get out of here, quick!
Well, you said I could come in.
Go, do as I tell you. Go quick before I...
Dora, wait.
What?
Let me talk to her.
But,
I got to.
Oh, God. What's the matter with you two? Look at me as if I was something in a zoo or something.
Arlene, tell me. Keep your voice down. Mm-hmm. Why did you come in here?
I knocked first. Sure I did. I knocked.
No. Why did you come up here?
Well,
My pa was busy. He told me to come up and tell you. He called the plumbers, and they said they'd be over as soon as the agent okayed the job. So my pa said to tell you.
No, wait. That doesn't matter. What I want to know is...
Sam, he's watching her now.
Gee, Mr. Crook. Is she sick?
She's looking right at him.
Mr. Crook, what's the matter?
Can't you see?
No, I don't. Oh, gosh.
You do see.
I must say I do. Gee, will Paul be sore?
What are you talking about?
My Paul, will he be sore, that busted window?
Window?
He says it's bad enough the extra work he's got to do around here without climbing around putting in windows the kids break.
Don't you see?
Sure I see. Gosh, you think I'm a dope or something? Well, I'll go down and tell my pa. Now, wait a minute.
Well?
How could the kids break a window up here in your flat? I mean, it's the fifth floor.
Oh, Sam, tell her.
Say, take it easy, Mrs. Croft. You don't have to tell me. Say, you had a fight and broke the glass. Say, that happens in the best regulated families. Don't say I told you, but last week, you know, Mr. Bannerman, through the druggist fell on floor, he threw a lamp at Mrs. Bannerman and he busted him.
Get out.
No, Sam, you can't.
Get out, I tell you, go on out. Oh, right away.
I'm going, you're to yell at me. Now you'll pay for that window, believe me. I'll tell my pa plenty.
Sam, she could have helped us. You threw her out. Why? She could have helped us.
No.
She could have. He let her in.
Stop it.
If you'd have let me tell her, she'd have called the neighbors. They'd have...
Stop it. He gets restless when you talk so loud.
Sam, why didn't you let her help
Because, Dora, listen. And then don't talk when the cops get busy. The reason she couldn't help us... They can't help us, is it? Don't you understand? He was looking at her all the time, and she was staring right where he's sitting, and yet she didn't see him.
Oh,
you do know what I'm thinking. Maybe no one can see him. But you. And me.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Croc, or whatever your name is. Let's get this straight. You never put in a call?
Officer, I tell you. Look around you.
Oh, are you starting that line again? Mrs. Croc, why don't you tell me what's up?
My wife has nothing to say.
I'm asking her, fella. So you had a little fight with him, huh, lady? Then he got a little rough. You picked up the telephone, you hollered for the police. Is that it, lady? All right. Now, there's something screwy going on up here. I don't know what it is, but I'm waiting for you to tell me. Come on, Croc, it's in your face. Out with it.
You don't see anything?
I see plenty. You and your wife sitting here staring at nothing.
Nothing?
Please, listen.
I'm listening.
Take out your gun. Shoot him. Kill him.
Huh? Who?
There, in back of you. Quick.
Dora, I beg you.
Hey, mister, what is she talking about?
In back of you. Look. Why don't you look?
Nobody in back of me, lady.
I told you, Dora.
You told her what, Croc? What is this?
I told you. Why don't you listen to me? There, sitting there, staring at me, at you. Get him out of here.
So, that's it.
You see him. You do. Sammy sees him. He'll help us. He will.
You will, Sergeant. You will.
Sure. Why not?
I told you, Sam.
Yeah, get a doctor over here from Bellevue in a couple of hours.
Bellevue?
Well, take it easy, lady. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Do you think that she's crazy?
Yeah, sure. And I might have guessed it. Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
No, I'm not crazy. Listen to me. He's sitting there watching me, watching Sam. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you it's true. It's true. Oh, why won't you listen? Why won't you listen?
Sam.
What?
What time is it?
About 6, I think.
Getting so dark.
Maybe if we could turn on the lights, he'd be gone.
Hmm?
Yeah, comes from the dark. He can't stand the light. I've got to get to the light switch. I've got to.
No, don't do it, Sam.
But I...
Sam, don't. No, if he touches you...
I gotta... Floor lamp.
What?
Floor lamp behind us. If I backed up to it, grab the switch before...
Oh, careful, Sam.
Just keep looking at him.
Yes.
I got it.
Oh, Sam.
The light. No. Still there.
Dora.
What, Dora?
Who is he? Is he laughing at us?
Are you asleep?
No, Sam.
Had your eyes shut. Must be almost six. Yeah, it's getting light. I haven't stayed up all night since I was a kid. Yeah, I was 12, wanted to see what dawn was like, so I stayed up.
Sam.
Huh?
Sam. I figured something out.
Figured?
Hours I've been thinking. Something about his face.
Well?
His mouth. It's just like yours.
Oh, Dora.
No, I'm all right, Sam. I told you. I've just been watching and thinking. Mouth. Just like yours.
Dora, don't.
Don't say anything. Just look. Well?
His eyes.
Huh?
I never noticed.
What?
His eyes. Like yours. When you're a crazy man. Look at his eyes. Dora, am I right?
I don't know. All I know is his mouth. When you choked me before. Your teeth.
Were they?
Yes.
Dora.
What?
The way the light shines. The left side of his face.
Huh?
You.
What?
You, when you scream at me. Your skin tight like a skull. Dora, that side looks like you.
Sam.
I swear.
No, Sam. Like you.
What are you?
The other side of his face. All night I've been trying to figure. Sam, it is like you.
Part you? Part me?
Yes.
No. No, it can't be. It is insane. It's crazy. It can't be. How can a thing... I tell you, it isn't real. It isn't.
Sam, what's the use yelling it isn't real when it's sitting there?
You're not afraid at all?
No. I don't think I am.
Why?
That thing. Just the worst of you. And the worst of me.
Huh?
Oh, Sam, I'm so tired. Maybe I can't talk straight, but... That thing... Part you when you wanted to kill me, and part me when I wanted you dead. Don't you see?
I think I do.
He's getting up.
Yes.
Looking at me. Sam, I'm getting a little afraid again. Oh, Sam, quickly before anything happens. Tell me why you've hated me so much.
Well, why?
Tell me, quick.
Well, the last year... I worked so hard, it wasn't enough for you. Never enough. I couldn't figure out why, except you hated me. Why did you, Dora?
I didn't. I only... Yes, I did. Why shouldn't I say it? I've hated you ever since that night you lied.
I have to.
Remember? You ought to remember. A kid, you said. Not me, not in this lousy world. Build a house with anything you want, but no kids, never.
So that was it.
That was it.
Why didn't you talk?
Talk? Don't you know yet? All my life, I really feel. I can't. I talk about them inside me. I cry. I hate.
Dora.
Things I really feel. I can't. I talk about them inside me. I cry. I hate...
Dora.
Sam.
Gone?
Yes.
How can it be gone?
Sam, go see.
Yes, I will.
Excuse me, Mr. Croc. Bothering you so early, but I saw the light under the floor there, and I heard you talking.
What is it, Superintendent?
Well, nothing, except I was wondering, last night my girl, you know, Arlene... She came downstairs with all kinds of crazy talk about you and the missus. You know how kids are. I was wondering. Well, somebody said cops came in the building last night about 9 or 10 o'clock, and I can't figure out where they went. Did they come in here? I mean, did anything happen here last night? Oh, Mrs. Clark, I didn't see you standing there. Well, did anything happen here last night?
Last night?
Yeah. Anything happen?
No, nothing.
Oh. Oh, well, then, excuse me.
No, wait. Wait, Superintendent.
Huh?
Wait. There is something.
Huh?
There's a couple of windows to be fixed.
Thank you so much for listening, lovely people. And no plug today. Have yourself a fantastic Friday and an even more enjoyable weekend. And seeing as it's Australia Day, I'm off to party. I'll put a cold one away just for you. And yes, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.